We have Toby Radford, assistant coach for the Windies, as we approach the Sandals T20 series. Toby, excellent test match series and very good in the ODIs as well. And what can we expect from the squad in the T20s?
Well, hopefully we take the same sort of positive play that we've shown over the last 5 or 6 weeks into this. Guys are full of confidence. I think really looking to dominate in a format that we've been very strong in over the last few years, and as I say, carry on the good form of the last few weeks.
Two-time World T20 champion, so that's something to live up to.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think people can expect fireworks. They've already seen it in the last few games. Chris has been probably in the best form of his career, played magnificently, and so many of the other lads. And, you know, we've got some exciting young players in Hetmeyer and, you know, Nicky Puran. So I think they can expect a lot of really good shots and exciting cricket.
And you hold sort of responsibility for the batsmen, so I'm sure you'll be happy with some of the scores that you've seen. I mean, you didn't chase down 418, but you got 390, and then the way you chased down 110 the other day was something to behold.
Absolutely, I think we've been very positive, and the mindset of the players to not let England settle, to take them off their line and length, be very positive, you know, put bad balls away, just show intent all the way through the innings, and we've done that, and lots of people have contributed. I think we set the tone with the Test series, even going back as far as Jason's 200 in Barbados, and put pressure on England and England's bowlers, and we've done it all the way through the series. So it'll be nice now with these T20s if we can do more of the same.
Okay, and you know, with the T20s, obviously you're using the sort of ODI squad, but you're looking, you know, to improve, to look at depth bowling, and also to look at batting in the power plays.
Yeah, I think the intention here with the squad is to keep the squad together. We've got a World Cup coming up, so there's clearly a core of players that the board is looking at to, you know, with that in mind, keeping them together, a strategy and a way of playing that Richard's brought in as head coach, which I think has really worked so far. So, you know, everyone's sort of buying into a method and a way of playing, and the boys are going out and delivering at the moment. So it's, more of the same.
And you know, you've coached a long time in the UK, so you know the English conditions. They'll be obviously different, you know, from what we're seeing here in the Caribbean, but I'm sure that cricket is cricket at the end of the day, and certain things don't change.
Yeah, and I think, look, we've performed really well in this one-day series on different pitches. You had the wicket in Barbados, you had the very flat pitch in Grenada, and then the pace and bounce here in St. Lucia in the last ODI. So we've really performed on all three different surfaces. Normally very good pitches in England. I'd expect good surfaces in England, maybe slightly bigger boundaries. But what we've shown is, you know, we can get after all their bowlers, and, you know, that gives us great confidence, I think, when we head over there in a month or two's time.
And everybody's talking about Chris Gayle. You've worked with him now for close to a decade, so you've watched him play. What is it about him that's so extra special? I mean, we know he can clear the boundary there 500 times in international cricket, but what do you find is that one thing that separates him from most?
Chris is imposing on bowlers. He doesn't let bowlers settle. But I think also, if you really watch Chris bat, he's got a very good technique. You know, people will have seen all these sixes over the years and seen him as a hitter, but he's actually his setup and the technique of the shots. He's got a fine basic technique, and when you add power to that, the imposing nature of him, he's tall. Length balls to some players become, you know, he's able to dominate that length. So very difficult to bowl. Slightly full, you're gone back over your head. Slightly short, you're disappearing. So there's not a lot of room for error when you're bowling.
And finally, we saw the emergence of a new young fast bowler on Saturday, O'Shane, his first 5-wicket haul. What did you make of him, you know, that performance to win that match on Saturday?
I thought he was outstanding. I mean, he ran in hard. You know, it would have been a difficult game for him and all the bowlers, in fact, in Grenada on a flat pitch and small boundaries earlier in the week. And I thought to come back from that and bowl with real intent, good pace. We've always known he's had pace. He had the bounce here on this pitch, and you know, he really roughed one or two batters up, and it was like the old-fashioned West Indies cricket. So it was fantastic, and shows what a potential player he's going to be for West Indies for years to come.